Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. We've been inspired by many stories of entrepreneurs who have overcome staggering odds to achieve business success.
But how about starting literally from a jail cell behind a shower curtain to launching a million-dollar business?
Salvatore Ronnie Passero has done just that with an inspiring story of business success with a popular product that helps men and women with thinning hair due to various medical and hair complications.
Yes, Salvatore used a shower curtain and a $200 laptop to start Hair Illusion. His entrepreneurial success story offers our podcast audience great inspirational advice.
Salvatore Passero is also here to show us how he uses Instagram to build his successful brand, Hair Illusion. Instagram has proven to be his top social channel for creating and generating revenue.
So greetings, Salvatore Ronnie Passero. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for coming on our show.
Where are you connecting in from today?
Today, I'm in beautiful Venice Beach, California.
Oh.
Wonderful. And,
isn't that the home of Muscle Beach? They still have that?
It is. They still have it. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is.
I think that's where Arnold Schwarzenegger got his start. That's a beautiful place.
You're still here.
Okay, so let's learn more about your inspiring story that started during a prison sentence for drug conspiracy. Salvatore, how did you use a shower curtain and a laptop computer to get Hair Illusion started?
Well, coming out of prison, you don't really have many resources, especially when your finances are low. So luckily, I had a good friend of mine who allowed me to use an empty space in the back of his tanning salon. It was basically a shower. It was basically a closet, and we set up a makeshift office using a curtain, and a friend of mine was generous enough to buy me a $200 laptop, and I got started researching and trying to find a way to advertise my product very inexpensively, basically for no money at all, just my physical labor. That's how I stumbled upon Instagram.
So Instagram, we'll talk a little bit more in the show on this one, but Instagram proved to be, you know, a pretty easy platform to work from and didn't require a lot of time and effort to get started with it.
In the beginning, I didn't really know much about Instagram, so it wasn't that easy because I didn't know my target audience. So I would just start by hashtagging various groups of people like barbers and stylists and hair loss. And once I found a little traction, which made life a lot easier, I found who was interested, which was the barber community. Then I just started really going towards that avenue. We didn't really know at the beginning who was going to be the target audience, which made it difficult on Instagram. It's a lot easier when you know who you're targeting.
Yeah, it seems to be the toughest challenge today in business is figuring everything's so segregated in so many niches, how to champ. But let's go back to a little bit more on your startup. You know, to get business launched right after prison, you know, required you to clear some high bars, no pun intended. Salvatore, you know, please share with us some of the obstacles that you encountered and how you overcame them.
Well, of course, coming out of prison, you don't have much money. So I had to do everything myself. And I think with the resources we have today, if you put a little studying into your business, you can do it yourself. I know people say in general that you need to have a high profile team behind you to get going and start a company, but that's not necessarily the case. If you don't have the budget and you only have one choice but to do everything yourself, then it can be done. And that's what I did. I did my manufacturing by finding manufacturers online. I found how to use Instagram. You know, now this was 4 years ago, so it wasn't as well known as it is now. So I figured out how to use Instagram, found people to ship my product online, and I basically started a company with virtual, you know, just a virtual company. managing everything online. And obviously, you don't need to spend money on a team at the beginning because you don't have it. And it can be done by doing it yourself.
So you just, you know, you sat down and took a look at the things you needed to do, use some common sense on launching a business. You know, it looks like you've hit a lot of the main bases. How much time roughly did it take from the, you know, time you got started with it till you, you know, you started getting some traction with Hair Illusion and it was, you know, on the way to being successful, you know, 6 months, under a year. How'd that timeline work out?
Well, believe it or not, it was relatively quick. While I started the company, I was still on home confinement, so I couldn't leave my house. I had an ankle monitor on my leg. I had that for 7 months. By the time the 7 months was up, I was supporting myself from the company. So within 7 months, Hair Illusion was paying my bills.
That's amazing. I mean, to be around a 6 month startup to have it on a stable footing. Yeah, you know, bravo Zulu on that. That's some good traction. But it also, you know, indicates when you've found a market that has a lot of flash to it that is really viable, you've got to move quickly before somebody else hits that market. It sounds like, you know, you did that also.
You know, at the beginning, that was the hardest part, is that I knew I had a good product, but how do you sell it? You know, that's probably the biggest challenge, is who is your market. And again, I didn't know. I just knew I had a great product for people that had thinning hair. And I actually never really thought that it would be for barbers. You know, I didn't think that that's the way it would go. And even more, what was shocking to me is that it would be for multicultural hair types.
Interesting.
You know, I really just thought of it being more of a people that have long hair and they're trying to cover a bald spot. I never thought it would be more to the multicultural hair textures that have shorter hairstyles. So really, the barber community created this category for me because of the customers that they were using it on. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, we didn't know that it would work on a totally bald head, but because the barbers got creative, they would apply it on a total bald person, even to the point where someone tried it on a beard. We have people that use it on, you know, to line up the beard. And it just seems like I guess the saying goes, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So,
I like that. The harder you work, the less. that is inspirational. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I like to highlight this show's sponsor, Shane Douglas, one of the home-based industry's top earners and trainers. He is looking to train the right motivated individuals, get paid when people pay their monthly utility bills. Shane Douglas has a business model that allows you to prosper off the paying of these bills. More information, call www.bethe1.com. That's BTHE1.com, or visit our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, Salvatore, after leaving prison, you worked to get Hair Illusion on a stable footing. How did you build that brand on Instagram? I know you talked a little bit about that, but any other aspects that you'd like to mention?
I think that with Instagram, it's really about your sponsors or your influencers, and that's the quickest way to get success on Instagram, is having other people with large followings that would either promote or use your products. And that's what I did. And it wasn't really a genius idea. I just used common sense and copied what other people were doing already in the industry. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know anything about social media marketing, it might not be that easy. But if you realize that other people are doing the same thing with influencers, and for very, very inexpensive price, someone will post a photo of your product or apply the product using a video. And that's what I did with the barber community, is that I had people that had a lot more followers than me repost my photos, repost my videos, and soon I started getting more followers. And now we're up to 95,000 followers of a hair loss product. Now, you know, it might not sound like a lot to some people, 95,000, but take into consideration, I'm not an Instagram model. So, you know,
that's quite a few.
We have a hair loss product that's not really, you know, I guess it's rather embarrassing, I guess, if you would like that page, because some people find it, I guess, you wouldn't want to like the page if you had hair loss.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, you're really hitting a good point. Like a lot of Instagram who have huge following, getting up to 100,000, that's going to be a huge following. But they're based on some kind of personality or something that gives them a lot of flash media. But your case, you're building up that with your actual product and people gravitating to that. And that, you know, that's worth 10 times even that 100,000. So that's really a critical success factor you've homed in on really well. But, you know, there's definitely some tricks of the trade to succeeding with Instagram. Salvatore, what were some of the obstacles you faced when using Instagram to build your brand?
Well, the biggest thing is obviously getting followers. Once you have followers, you make money. So, of course, you want to get followers, but you want to get people that are following your page that are interested in your product. There are companies that will allow you to access multiple thousands of followers, but they're not really following you because they like your product. They're following you just as a ghost follower. So to get the actual people to follow your page that are interested in your product, that's where it comes into being a little more difficult. So at the beginning when I started, and once I found out that who my product category was, which was the barber community, like I said, I just started liking photos of different barbers. And I noticed that when I would go to their page and I would look at their friends, most of their friends were barbers. So then I would go and like their barber friends' photos. And then when I would go on their pages, it just kept on going on and on and on. So literally every free time I've had, whether it was an hour during lunch or before I went to bed, I would manually just like and make comments on these other people's pages just so they would notice me. Now, that was 4 years ago. You know, Instagram wasn't as popular as it is now. Now they have apps that will do that for you. So it's a lot easier, but that's the best way to get people to notice you if you know who your market is and you just interact with their page so they can notice you, whether it's just saying hello or liking their photos or saying great photo or even direct message them. And like I said, now they have apps that do that for you. So you can be liking different photos while you're working on your business rather than taking hours of your day to manually do it.
Well, experts often say that social media gives you leverage. Salvatore, do you think Instagram helps to make marketing easy as well as other platforms?
Well, for me, it's my number one source of advertising because it's cost efficient. I don't usually pay much money. I just use the hashtags that I know that people are looking at for my page, and I don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on advertising or even thousands of dollars a month. So for me, it's the best. I know a lot of people like Facebook, but
Hey, Salvatore, I had a question for you on that, what you were talking about there with the hashtags. Do you find that the hashtags you're using, do you have to constantly find new hashtags, or do you find just a few ones that are, you know, applicable to your business and they stay pretty constant over time with the different hashtags you have to use?
That's a good question. It is. I actually try to find different hashtags. I don't put a lot of time into it because we have a lot of other things going on with the business, but it is a good idea that you change your hashtags up. And once you know your category, like I said, you can always, like for me, like I said, barber is my number one category. So I don't just use that as a hashtag. I'll do barbers in Los Angeles, barbers in New York, hairstylist in LA, hairstylist in Beverly Hills. I mean, so many, once you know what your market is, there's so many different hashtags you can use, and it's really endless.
Well, I got to pull that. You just pulled out a really good gold nugget for our audience there. You're talking about taking the hashtags that work and then figuring out ways to segregate and break down those hashtags, say in your case, location. But if, you know, any hashtag that you find that's worked, that's general, you can then segregate that hashtag and come up with different permutations of it. And that would work for you too.
It's really endless. And the good thing about Instagram is it tells you how many people use that hashtag, so you know if it's relevant or not. Like, let's just say I wanted to use barber in India. Well, it might not have that many likes on that, but barber in Los Angeles might have a few million. So it'll tell you what hashtags are relevant before you use it.
Interesting. Well, you know, in today's dynamic environment, it seems like as soon as things, get written, it's time to change those rules. Salvatore, you know, how do you plan to use Instagram in the future?
Well, we're just going to stick to what we're doing, but we're just going to spend more money on influencers. As we know what's working for us now and we know how we got to where we are, we're going just to continue to do what we're doing, and we're going to get more influencers. And now that we know what works for us, so what works for us might not work for everyone, but we like to have influencers that use our products, and we like them to repost our pictures. And it seems like the more influence we have using our brand, their followers will understand that the product is relevant because they're using it.
So that's just really a question, because influencers are so important. Are you looking for influencers that are in your specific product niche, or is it just influencers in general who then could, you know, recommend your product and they'll have a lot of crossover that way? What, you know, talk to us a little bit about those influencers, because they are so important.
Right. Well, it's a good question, because we try multiple things. It's not just one thing that works. I've tried the route of having high-profile people with lots of followers not in the industry, like, say, a fitness model, just because this person might have a lot of followers. But that's not to say that they want to follow a hair loss product. So I might get a few followers from them, but they're not relevant. So I like to stick with people that are in the industry that want to use the product, because, again, we're looking for followers that want to buy the product, not just to get our page having hundreds of thousands of followers. It doesn't make us any money if we don't have people following us who might possibly buy the product.
Salvatore Passarello, this has been an inspiring story of launching a highly successful business from prison and using Instagram. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
I just feel that I like to try to motivate people, and a lot of people might be sitting home wondering if they can do it. And, you know, I think that I'm living proof that if I came out of prison and I did this with absolutely nothing, just by the information that I had available to me on the internet, then I think anybody can do it. The biggest problem is, do you want to work as hard as I did to get to where I got? Mm-hmm. It might sound like I got here with a little bit of luck, or I did some Instagram posts and here I am with a multi-million-dollar company, but I was working day and night to get to this point because I didn't have a budget to hire people to do things for me. So I guess the stereotypical thing would be people think that you need a lot of money to start a business, but not if you do everything yourself. So true. Do you want to do everything yourself? Do you want to succeed? If you do, you can do it, but don't think you're going to do it in 5 or 6 hours a day because you have a home business. I think that generally people read things on the internet and it says, oh, I started this business working 4 hours a day. Well, maybe after you have a successful business, you can work 4 hours a day, but you're not going to start a company and make millions of dollars working 4 hours a day. So I guess my advice to people would be, if you want to do it, you can do it. You can do it yourself. You don't need to hire a super team, but you're going to have to work a lot of hours. That's the sacrifice you're going to have to make.
There's no shortcut to hard work. Well, Salvatore Ronnie Passarello, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, thank you for coming on our show. To learn more about Salvatore Ronnie Passarello and Hair Illusion, visit www.hairillusionllc.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.